Call me Ishmael, but do not call me late to brunch, for I am the mouthpiece of the god Pelinus, and it is a tiring job. And I am an old elf, in possession of dodgy knees and a distaste for mimosas. I was once a carefree elfling sprig, enjoying the heady pleasures of the morning wood. But then I received the call. It was as if the double-headed god spoke directly to me with both mouths. Itchy. The god boomed, a male and female tone merging. Yes, hello, I said, because that is called conversation.
You are to be the next snarkivist,
the god continued. Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Ah. And then there was a long and awkward pause, and I suppose Pelinus felt as confused about the whole thing as I did, because every time I tried to speak, so did they.
You, I really think,
Ishmael,
shut up.
And thus I did shut up, because Pelinus is a capricious god, and spontaneous combustion is real.
Ishmael, you are to go to the Siren Snarkopelago. There you will find a tower, and within you will find a very dead skeleton.
Aren't all skeletons dead? The god paused.
Sure. If you say so, you see the last snarkivist is but a ghost, and you will replace her.
As a ghost?
No, Ishmael, as the next snarkivist.
I took a moment to consider it. Forgive me, O Pelinus, but that does not sound like a good job offer, said I.
It is not an offer,
the god boomed, both voices ripe with fury.
It is a holy order. This is the call. Not like a regular call, but the call with a capital C.
Ah, I said again, because I was quite determined to become a door-to-door sales elf. Are the benefits good?
Yes,
the god said.
Super good.
And with that, I told King Gloss Tangle of my sacred duty, was roundly laughed out of the morning wood, and found the fastest ship to the Siren Snarkopelago. There, just as Pelinus promised, I found a tower. Within that tower I found a corpse, which was very dead, as Pelinus had also promised. I also found a fleet of helpful monks dedicated to my care. The benefits were indeed good. The first thing I did was to ask the monks to remove the skeleton, as well as the ruined rug beneath it. The next thing I did was to request a new rug, plus a citrus salad, a journal, and a quill. For Pelinus had just begun to speak to me, and I had much to record. Now, I have a purpose, and that purpose is driven by schedule. Oh? Yes? What? Pelinus has just informed me that proper fantasy books are always written in third person past tense. And so I will switch. Are you ready? Because you see, I will no longer speak as I, Ishmael, but will begin telling a different story. About other people. Mostly. Still, when you see the snarkivist, that's me. I mean, him. I mean, I am him. Bother.